Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad. The official Grant and Danny Show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will, and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com, mention G&D, and get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We are live in Richmond, AM 910, FM 1051. For the next 3 hours, we're taking you up to 6:30. On our flagship 106.7 The Fan in and around the DMV. Maybe this is our recent trip to Florida talking. Walking outside in the Navy Yard this afternoon, it's so beautiful outside.
It is.
It is perfect. Are we making a mistake to be somewhere where the winter is so cold and it's dark so early? You can't convince me that that doesn't negatively affect mood. Just everything about your life gets worse for a few months, essentially, during the winter. Are we doing it wrong? Should we be in a place that is always warm and sunny more? I guarantee there's studies that say you're, like, happier in that environment.
Here's my only counter to you. Now, you are not a sweaty gentleman and by nature. It's pretty unbelievable, actually, how little you perspire.
I'd love to be able to sweat. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I've tried.
You're talking to a sweater. It's not. It's a pullover. Thanks for noticing. No, I perspire quite frequently and vociferously, if I may, starting in April, and it doesn't end until October. In those places you're talking about,
yeah,
it's so hot.
Yeah,
it's
I wouldn't so want to do muggy. That.
It's so terrible.
So, if I could qualify or clarify, let me be clear.
If you want to, Ryan, clarify.
I can't live in Florida all year, probably at all. Honestly, I mean, I don't know if I'm made for Florida. I like spring training.
Yep.
I like going to West Palm Beach with my pals. I could do March and watch a lot of baseball. I don't think I'm cut out for Florida. I just wonder, is there a warm place with my name on it eventually?
One day.
I want seasons. I do. The people that are in California, they say it's awesome because it's always 70. And I do think I would miss this time of year. It feels a little different than that time of year. You can't convince me that Christmas morning being 78 degrees is cool or acceptable or the way it should be. I like seasons. I just also know that as I was walking down the street today, kind of in my feels a bit, I'm doing a bit where I'm like sniffing as much air at a time through my nostrils as I can. And I'm like, oh, this feels so good. I was like in a better mood. I'm like, baseball's about to be here. Summer's around the corner. What if that was just Tuesday all the time?
I smell what you're cooking. For me, and I don't have a great answer to that. What I'm looking for, and I've talked to my wife about this, and she's pretty reticent to adopt my plan, but I'm basically going to conduct an extensive search, okay? whatever place, whatever municipality, whatever little city, whatever little county corner of our country has the most number of days in the 60s. That's where I want to be.
Can I get a Google on that, Ryan?
Let's Whoever's find that got out. It.
So you're making a spreadsheet as to where you end up.
Yeah.
This is a one-column spreadsheet.
Yeah.
It's just who has the most number of days in the 60s.
She's like, what about? I'm like, that's what I want.
But
I want
do you
that.
Need seasons?
I mean, listen, maybe we'll have some connections. Maybe we'll have the family we can come stay with for some of the different seasons. I'm with you. It'd be nice on Christmas morning if it wasn't like 81.
When you and the wife talk about your far out future,
mm-hmm.
cause you've got two boys in school now, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They're graduated. They're done. You guys are empty nesters. You can do what you want. You got a little disposable income. You worked hard. You put some money away.
Mm-hmm. Squirreled it.
Do you see yourself as like an old Florida couple?
No.
I kind of see you in quite a gated community in Florida.
I don't know if I'm ready to go full Florida, but it's calling me a little bit.
Really?
Like, I get it. I get some of the different things.
I think I want to do I want to do Maine for the summer. I know that much.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in Maine when it's not cold in Maine. The rest of the time, I don't really care that much. Here's what you know, though. You know I'm not a beach guy.
I know that.
If I'm never on a beach again, I'm fine with that. I don't want to walk on sand. I don't want to have sand stuck to me or my body or my toes or anything.
And it can pulse and walk over there. Nobody gets that bit, but it's a great one.
I'm sure it's good. I just don't want to deal with sand. I also don't necessarily like laying outside. Like, you and Ryan were just laying outside a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
You got a ton of sunburn because of it, by
mm-hmm.
the way. That wasn't that interesting to me. I sat outside when you guys laid outside for a little while. Under the overhang.
You were really into that.
I was under the overhang of the house.
Right.
I was kind of doing a little rocking chair bit. I am a woods guy. That's kind of where I think I'll end up, is cabin in the woods, kind of, you know what would be perfect for me is like Wyoming. I don't know anything about Wyoming.
Okay.
So I'm saying it'd be perfect for me.
Yeah, well, you watched a couple of episodes of Yellowstone.
Right.
You know what Wyoming's like.
I think Wyoming, a Dakota, something where I can like sit on my front deck with a little breeze moving. And I just look out into the space in front of me, and I don't see anyone or anything. That's kind of the dream for me. Maybe some pine trees and some woods.
Yeah,
that's my wheelhouse.
You could certainly do that. For me, I need a lot of beach. Like, to me, the whole point of working is so I can go to the beach again. You know what I mean? Like, we're doing all this. This is great. You and me having our little conversations here and there. It's so I can go to the beach the next time. You know what I mean?
Captain Todd just tweeted us. I think he's listening on the Odyssey app while watching waves crash into the shore. On the beach. The aesthetics of this are beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of a beach, I totally get it. I go to bed and I'll tell Alexa to like play beach sounds for me. I like the idea of the beach. It's the actual sand and the sun that I hate.
You're not a beach guy. You just summarized the things that are at the beach.
It's just not for me. Like, looking at pictures like this right here,
yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Good
I think
for
about.
You, man.
I think when I leave the beach, I think about the next time I get to go to the beach.
Did you get us an answer, Clary, on the 60-degree? Quandary?
Yeah, I did. And so it's actually Northern California, where
wow.
they say that climate is very likely to happen. And then also Hawaii. They said Hawaii will have that 60-degree kind of day as well. And also they threw in New Mexico. They didn't have any direct cities in there,
okay.
but New Mexico's in the picture as well.
Interesting.
Arizona. So I'm assuming that maybe Flagstaff.
This
kind
is
of
all
a little
very
bit northern.
West. I wasn't ready for that.
So sneaky Arizona is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk spring training. You're probably not going to base where you're going to live forever on your
based on spring training.
But what a great time that is, because everything's within 5 minutes. You can stay in one hotel and basically go to every ballpark. But I do think the summer's a disaster, just a nightmare.
Yeah.
But Phoenix non-summer, pretty awesome. Scottsdale area?
It's gorgeous. I mean, that's where we did our last dude's trip in September, and it
Correct.
Was 100. So I'm like, I can't do that much of that. Like, there's too big a percentage of the year where it's just a hundy, and I don't care how dry the heat is or not, like, you're outside for 14 seconds and you start to bake. No thanks. I can't do that.
The one that I go back and forth on all the time is California. And I make the mistake of kind of assuming, like, California's one thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's
a lot of different types of California.
Massive.
San Diego is the most beautiful, amazing place I think I've ever been for a several-day stretch. I was in L.A., though, for the better part of a week around the All-Star festivities. Just didn't enjoy it. Now, I was downtown in LA, and I'm good on that for mm-hmm. the record. But I couldn't do that. But like Northern California, maybe there's some woods, maybe there's some mountains somewhere. I think I could. My buddy went, I don't know if this is Northern Cal or not, but he went to Cal State Monterey Bay.
Okay.
One of the most aesthetically pleasing, beautiful places you'll ever see on a postcard. I think I could do something like that. But just generally, probably not going to end up in California, if I had to guess.
Because it's one of those things where it's like, why don't I just go to Hawaii? Because it's perfect. We had our honeymoon there, and I'm like, we should just open a boogie board shop right here, and this is like, and just live right here, and like go outside every day.
This is based on nothing. I just heard once that if you go to Hawaii and you get like milk, eggs, and bread, it's like $29.
Yeah, it's hard to get goods and services. But you know what people sleep on in California, right? You can name probably 10 cities right now in California, right? Sacramento, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, whatever, yeah. Whatever. You know how many hundreds upon hundreds of miles that's just not those coastal cities California?
It's just too far. But everything I know is here. But like San Diego, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
If I'm doing a thing where I have to pick a city to live in for the rest of my life just based on the experiences I've had, I think San Diego's number one. My two favorite cities in the country that I've ever been to pretty much have nothing in common. San Diego and Nashville. Like, maybe I romanticize it because one of the two times I was in San Diego was for the Super Bowl when I was a kid and spent a week like riding around on buses with Chris Berman and Michael Strahan, and it was amazing. But I just remember every single day was like 73 degrees. Mm-hmm. Everything was beautiful. I don't know how you could live in San Diego and not
just be so happy.
Be fired up every day. You're like, oh, this is another perfect day.
Vancouver, you sleep on? All-time city for me. All-time. Whatever you want to do. You want to go hiking in the mountains? 10 minutes away. You want to go to the beach? 10 minutes away. Great downtown. Easy to get around. Great food. That's one of my favorite places in the world.
Cobra Commander on Twitter just looked up your question. San Francisco, California.
No way.
Is known for experiencing the highest number of days with temperatures in the 60s among American cities.
I would never have thought that.
I think that's based on like the nighttime chill bit, though. Don't you?
Well, I feel like it's always so cold there.
At night,
Like at night, yeah.
Got a great ballpark. I always come back to the sports stuff.
Dude, it's the best ballpark in sports. It's still my number one seed.
The Warriors play right next to the Giants now, don't they? Down on the water there? In other words, the Warriors were in Oakland.
Yeah, yeah.
They were next to the Coliseum, which is a dump. But I'm pretty sure they moved out of Oakland to San Fran, and they're right on the bay where the Giants are. Which is a beautiful little,
just amazing,
like waterfront area. Josh is in Los Angeles listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
I thought it was funny that you were talking about this because I thought I would, I should tweet, get you guys this picture. It's perfectly, there's not a cloud in the sky, it's blue sky, 70 degrees. It is a little weird around Christmas, though.
How long have you lived in LA now?
Going on a year and a half now.
And the lack of seasons doesn't bother you. Like, I know I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. I want it to be nice all the time, but I also want to have seasons.
It is a little weird around the holidays. It just doesn't feel like the holidays. But, you know, once the holidays pass, you're just like, yeah, it's 70 to 80 degrees again.
So it's
just
right back.
And I feel like the 80 in L.A. probably is not – like, 80 sounds terrible because you're thinking about trying to sleep in your house at 80. I'll bet you 80 in L.A. is beautiful.
It is. It is, and it's one thing that, like, you know, I don't miss about the East Coast, the changing of the seasons. I miss it, like, on occasion when I see a postcard, but otherwise, you know, once you get over it, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, like, I don't care about, thank you, buddy. I don't care about snow anymore. It's now just a hassle. The kids are at home, so, and it's whatever.
Interesting. So if it never snowed again, you would not miss it.
I'd be fine. And maybe I'd miss it and go, hey, it hasn't snowed in a decade. That's weird, but now snow's no longer nostalgic and fun. It's like everyone's in the way.
Touch a button right now, and it will not snow for the next 5 years.
Done.
You're touching the button.
Yeah, because my kids are in school.
I'm not touching the button.
It's because of the school thing. Now, is 60-something-year-old Randy Duhier doing that when his kids are moved out of the house, hopefully? Then I wouldn't do that.
So what's your perfect temperature is like 65?
Yeah.
See, I think I'm even cool. I think I'm like 59, 57.
I just want the fall.
I like hoodies. But I don't want to have to wear pants. I'd prefer to be able to stay in khaki shorts or something.
Yep.
But to me, the perfect weather
is
the
versatility.
Like that hoodie weather.
The Belichick weather?
Yeah.
I like it where it's like if I'm moving, I can wear a t-shirt and shorts. If I'm just hanging out socially, it can be jeans. I want choices, right? Because if it's hot, it's like, how naked can you be in public? If it's freezing, you're not just going to go outside, you know, like some of the kids do walking to school and like flip flops and a t-shirt, right? You gotta put your parkas on. No, thank you.
Where we just were in West Palm, it's super nice like that. 8 months a year, are you saying? Or
no, less. I think it's less.
So how long? It's super hot in September in Florida.
Yeah, I think starting in eight, I mean, we would go down for spring training for high school baseball. We do a Florida barnstorming trip, right? So I started going there as an eighth grader in like the first week of March, and it would be scorching hot and miserable.
But so, I mean, we were just all there over in the March, state. Yeah. And it rained more than I wanted it to, but it was not hot at all. It was actually really comfortable.
Right.
I think, so let's say April through September, it's bad. April, May, June, July. I mean, that's still a good chunk of the year.
Half the year where I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't do heat. Daddy, don't do heat.
And it's not just heat, it's swampy heat down there. You know what I mean? It's a lot of water, a lot of stagnant things, a lot of alligators, comfortable climates. That's a no. That's a no.
All right, so I'm San Diego or Nashville. Danny Ruye ends up in a city right now, call his shot.
God.
Can't stay here because I'd probably,
right, yeah.
If we're being serious, I'm going to stay here because I can't not go to Caps games and Nats games. So I'll just be here forever, being fat at Walter's, eating wings. But if I could go somewhere else, it would be one of those two places. What about Danny Ruye?
Top of my head, little Charleston, South Carolina. Could be a place for me.
We could hang out when I'm in Nashville. We could meet up in the middle.
Sneaky good food city, little access to beaches, coastline, stuff like that. Or just kind of go full send the exact opposite way, like Augusta, Maine. You know what I mean? Just like up there, away from it. Just nobody, no trends, no TikToks. No, like, you see the latest new term? Nope, I didn't see anything. I saw nothing.
I've been to Maine 2 times. But I'm the guy that talks about it like I'm the Maine expert.
But you're the Maine guy.
I like water towns in Maine.
You're John Maine.
I like going to like these super old, hundreds of years of just being a water town where there's like a Maritime Academy, Maine. I don't know why it just...
You sleep on Maritime Academies, by the way, as a thing.
I'm sure.
I don't really know what they are, but like I get sized to see them.
I'm like Castine, Maine.
Yeah.
You know, just a town in Maine. I will end up having a place like that for the summer because I will not, as a grown-up, do hot summers. I'm just not going to do it. But do they have baseball there? Maybe I just changed my mind now.
You have to travel down to the Cape Cod League.
How do I go to Nats? How do I go to every Nats game if I live in Maine?
You don't do it.
I met this old couple. This was a couple of years ago. Cutest thing. So like, they probably were both like in their, I don't know, young 80s, upper 70s something, and they live down by Fredericksburg, I believe.
Okay.
They have a condo in the Navy Yard that they rent out basically in the off season that they just have so that they can come up for every Nats homestand. They stay in the condo. They go to every Nats game when they're home. And then when they're on the road, they go back to their house near Fredericksburg.
That is how you do it.
I could do something like that.
You get a little pied de terre in the city?
I think I'd want to probably go to the occasional Commanders game, but I don't need to have season tickets. I don't. NFL football on TV is the best. I don't need to be there. I need to be at baseball and hockey games for sure. And maybe I'll go to a Wizards game once every 7 years or so when they're not about to lose their 17th in a row.
Right.
I think they'll have gotten it straight by the time I'm retired in my 60s.
Will they have won 50 games in a season by the time you retire?
Yeah. Winger and Dawkins are going to get this thing going. I think so. Now, an NBA Finals, absolutely not.
Right, that's not.
No question.
Right.
That's a no, sir.
That's a no.
That's a no for me, dog. But yeah, I think like a luck boxed 51 wins with a second round exit.
50-win season, 3 seed? Yeah.
Shouldn't be that hard.
Pick them up.
Tracy Murray is in California. I was mad when Rod Strickland gave you that black eye that time.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, I was just saying that California isn't so much of a one or other state that you guys are talking about. I live here. And I've gone surfing in the morning and drove maybe like 3 hours and was snowboarding in the late afternoon. So
Is that a thing? I believe it. So yeah. What were the two cities? Like what was the trek?
I live in on the Central Coast. So I was surfing in Pismo Beach.
Okay.
And I don't know what city it's in, but the snow resort is Sierra Summit. I think it's trying to peak now, but at one point it was Sierra Sierra Summit.
So this is what my boy does, who lives outside of San Francisco.
By the way, we're playing in California today.
Oh, we're rolling.
We start talking about California, people are coming out of the woodwork.
So my friend, who's done incredibly well for himself, by the way, he sold
a lot of money, this guy.
Yeah. Mm. He was part of a company that was sold to a bigger company. It rhymes with Schmann Schmier, and they're involved in lawn equipment. Bought his company. So he lives like a way outside of San Francisco, but he has to go in every now and again. So they live just close enough he can do that. He surfs in the morning and snowboards in the afternoon. That's his gig. Like, that's what he does. He sends videos all the time. He's like, look at my kids. And it's like some 4-year-old like shredding gnar on a snowboard going down the hill and like does like the kind of like the, what do you call that? When your pinky and thumb are both out and you shake it like you're having a good time. You know that one? What's this called?
I think it's like gnarly.
Yeah.
Some surfs up.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
That's what he does.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, right? It's like, those. I like this. And it's like, you do that.
G&D with you on the Fan at 4 o'clock today. We are blitzing the teams in town you care the most about. Caps have traded Yevgeny Kuznetsov. Surprisingly enough, Max Pacioretty stayed put. They did not move him. So we could take inventory with their deadline when Brian McClellan joins us a little over an hour from now on Grant and Danny today. Next, though, Russell Wilson is drawing major interest. The market for him may be a little bigger than you would have thought with him no longer costing any real money. Let's get into that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I would go to Pittsburgh because they're going to be a good team defensively. I mean, think how great TJ Watt is, right? He rarely plays with the lead, and he still affects the game tremendously, which is hard to do, right? And so if he goes to Pittsburgh, and you know with Arnie Smith, they're going to run the football. It's going to be play action. It's going to be that outside zone stuff. I think he has a chance that the rest of the team can help him, and he's not going to have to carry the team. Plus, he's got really good skill players there.
Michael Lombardi on Russell Wilson, who is meeting with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It sounds like the market for him is substantial.
There's a market.
It exists.
You know?
Which is somewhat surprising. I think what we have to remember, though, is it sounds like he's going to come on the cheap because Denver's going to foot the bill. They're paying him still. He can sign, not at the minimum, but for not a lot of money, you know, backup type money, perhaps. And then he becomes your starter. The only thing I'd be careful about if I was Russell Wilson is if you are going to a team on the cheap, then based on not paying you a whole lot, it's not going to prohibit them from benching you and or moving on from you. Like, he would have been benched earlier by Sean Payton this past season, or certainly maybe even the year before that in Denver, if not for his massive price tag. Everyone's pointing out that he was okay last year because he didn't turn the ball over much, 26 touchdowns, 8 picks. But playing for a sub-500 team, you're talking about barely over 3,000 yards in 15 games. That is the equivalent of a 17-game season where he threw for 3,400 or 3,500 in a league where if you're not over 4,000 yards at this point, did you even try, bro? Like, do you even lift? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, something weird happened. Or you're like some kind of special running quarterback offense type thing. Yeah.
I think he's the ultimate did you watch the games guy. Because if you just look at his numbers, you go, oh, Russell Wilson was pretty solid for the Broncos last year. They're paying an unbelievable amount of money to get out of the Russell Wilson business.
Yeah.
And to get into the market of teams that now need a quarterback. They're not doing that because he's great. Now, if you think Sean Payton's an idiot, sure, okay, good for you. But my guess is he's not, and Russell Wilson is probably not that good. But if you're Pittsburgh and it's him or Kenny Pickett, now I have interest.
And again, it all sort of depends on what Pittsburgh wants to do offensively, right? If their point is we are a ground and pound, play some great defense, have our quarterback make a couple plays a game, Wilson could do that now. I mean, the days I think of him being a prolific passer, which he was not that long ago. We went through those years. He's averaging, what was it, like 36, 37 touchdowns, 4,000 yards, 8 or 9 picks over the course of a handful of seasons in a row for a pretty good set of Seattle teams. That seems to be the way of the dodo now. For whatever reason, I don't know what happened exactly. I don't know if he lost maybe a step of athleticism and some of those creative second-order plays that used to be his hallmark where he would escape trouble and throw one of those rainbow moon balls to – you know, DK Metcalf or somebody else breaking deep. Maybe that's out of his repertoire now. I don't know. But the league seems to have adjusted to whatever he has. So if your idea is take care of the ball, check it down, hand it off a bunch, maybe make me a play or two a game, we'll win an AFC North rock fight 16-13. That's not a terrible idea.
All right, let's rank the quarterback veteran QB landing spot destinations as far as best to worst. I'm thinking Minnesota, Atlanta. Let's put Vegas in this conversation. Pittsburgh, because I don't think they're drafting a guy. I think it's either Pickett or they bring in someone better. And then Tampa Bay, just because Mayfield is not under contract right now. So there's five of them. So you got the Vikings, Falcons, Raiders, Steelers, Bucks.
Vikings, Falcons, so Raiders, Steelers, Bucks.
Whether it's Mayfield, Cousins, Wilson, you know, a lot of these guys that need to find starting spots, they're going to end up in these types of cities. I think the best situation is Minnesota. They're the number two team in the NFLPA best club to work for poll. They've got an awesome stadium, great home field advantage, or at least a great environment on game days, good facilities, obviously, and you got a lot of talent around you. We saw this past year, Cousins went down, and because they didn't have a quarterback, it all fell apart. But theoretically, if you are league average, you should be able to perform better in Minnesota than in a lot of places because they've got Jefferson. Addison's only going to get better. Hockenson, if he's healthy, he got hurt this year, will be really good. The line has gotten a ton better as well. So I'll put Minnesota one.
I think they're probably one. Defensively, they were dramatically improved, as you said. The weapons are certainly there. I don't know about their running game. I don't think there really is one at this point, but that's a nice to have. Maybe not necessarily something you need to have if you're a prolific passer. So yeah, Minnesota's one to me.
Number two, I'm going to go with Atlanta. I'm not nearly as high on their personnel as it seems like a lot of other people are. People just name guys. They're like, they got Drake London. He's pretty good. They got Kyle Pitts. Neither of those guys have been great the last few years. They're fine, but the expectation is they're going to be a lot better because Arthur Smith's leaving and Smith basically held them back. I mean, what if they just aren't what everyone wants us to believe that they are? I do think that they underutilized and probably held back their top running back, Bijan Robinson, last year. But here's why I like Atlanta, the division. It's a bad division. Tampa Bay won the thing last year almost on accident. Todd Bowles and the Bucs then made the playoffs and put up a fight but got eliminated. I think Atlanta, NFC South's wide open, pretty good defensive team, chance to go win 9 or 10 games in year one under Raheem Morris is my number two spot.
I think Pittsburgh's my number two. Arthur Smith, new OC, right? Whatever you think of him as a head coach, he can coordinate some offense. He got a lot of mileage out of old Ryan Tannehill there in Tennessee. One of a top five defense, especially with TJ Watt healthy. Pretty good weaponry. Like, that to me is a sleeping giant that still, they weren't very good last year and they were still 10-7. You know what I mean? Like, it's not sexy anymore. We always like, we're looking for the next team to jump up and be competitive, the next team to jump up and be a playoff team. Like, I've been fooled by the Atlanta Falcons 28,000 times or picked some other team from the NFC South. Just here's Pittsburgh, just ho-hum, boring as all hell, winning 10 games again last year. I think they're my number two.
I'm debating between the Steelers and the Bucks for the third spot for me. If you're just joining us, best place to land if you're a veteran quarterback. Five markets we're chewing on here. Minnesota, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Vegas, and Tampa. I'm going to workshop this out loud. My thought on the Bucs is really good receiving core. Terrible division, same one as Atlanta, what I was just talking about. I just think Pittsburgh's such a better building, culture. They don't lose. You go there, generally, they are the car wash. We joke about Washington being a reverse car wash. Pittsburgh's the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
You just go there and things get better. I'll probably, even though Bengals, Browns, who made the nearly made the playoffs last year, did make the playoffs, I guess, with Joe Flacco last year. Ravens, best team in the AFC, loaded division. I'll go Pittsburgh 3, Tampa Bay 4. I'm just a much bigger Mike Tomlin guy than I am a Todd Bowles guy.
I'm going to sneak in Tampa at 3, which means I have to put Atlanta lower than I probably would like. So I'm going to put Tampa 3. They won that crappy division last year as a very mediocre team with Baker Mayfield, with all due respect, as their quarterback. Like, if I was good, I would look at that and go, I should probably go there, right? I'm going to sleepwalk to a division championship. I've still got weapons. You don't have a ton of years left of Mike Williams being a superstar. Mike Evans. But you still got enough. I like Rashad White as a pass-catching back. Godwin's good, especially when he's healthy. That division stinks, kind of as you alluded to. So I'll put them 3 and Atlanta 4. But I don't like how low I have Atlanta.
Lombardi basically made it sound like the Steelers are loaded on offense. I don't see it that way. I'm a big Deontay Johnson guy in fantasy football because of volume. He gets lots of targets, which means lots of catches in PPR leagues. But he drops a lot of passes.
And, yes.
I mean, there's a lot of baggage on the field. Just, you know, him not really making good on his opportunities. In fact, two seasons ago, he didn't score a touchdown on like 100-some targets. George Pickens.
I think Pickens is a stud.
I know you love George Pickens. He is a mercurial. I'm not going to go full-on head case yet, but he's like not trying on certain plays on film and slamming his helmet on the sideline. He's a lot to deal with. Like, you're not good enough to be that kind of a pain in the butt yet. He's made a few plays where he takes slants for touchdowns. I think there's some talent, but not the kind of guy so far that I'm like signing up to go play with.
I hear that.
If I'm a quarterback who might struggle some. But Allen Robinson, what happened? I kind of thought he'd go there and recapture his career.
I've thought that a couple times now. I thought when he was with the Rams, it was going to happen.
He's probably cooked
at
this point.
I mean, to me, my thesis.
I'm not that high on that group.
I hear you. My thesis for them is this was a Matt Canada problem. And by transitivity, a Mike Tomlin problem because he couldn't quit Matt Canada.
Well, they did have about half a season or so without Canada, or several games anyway.
Which is, you know, I think you need many seasons without him. I think now we need to start to see that these guys are pretty talented. Jalen Warren, I think, is a stud as a pass catcher, running back out of the backfield. Nice little two-headed monster there. So I like Pittsburgh's offensive skill guys. I couldn't speak to their offensive line. I don't think that's great. And it's kind of been a bugaboo for them for a minute. But to me, that's a decent spot. Not a great spot, but a decent spot.
We both have the Raiders last among the...
Yeah, and it's not dreadful there.
No.
It's not bare.
You got arguably the best receiver in the NFL in Devontae Adams. Jacoby Myers is a really good wide receiver, too. Was the starter and the number one with the Patriots. Came over last year. Did some good things. Problem is depth after that. They could probably stand to add a third wide receiver. Hunter Renfrow, their slot guy, former fifth-round pick.
Disappearing act last year.
At one point, he was really good, but post-injury last year, it wasn't the same. I was a little disappointed they didn't use DeAndre Carter more and better. A return man, former Washington, and L.A.
Slot
Charger.
Guy, yeah.
He made a bunch of plays here in the slot. Same with the Chargers. And then he was kind of nowhere to be found. And they also have a real big question along the offensive line. They have free agents at center, right guard, and right tackle from their starters at the end of the year.
Oh, by the way, yeah.
So if I'm a quarterback, that's on my mind. The good news, if you're Russell Wilson or a veteran, whether it's Cousins or somebody else, I can't see Kirk Cousins wanting to go live in Las Vegas, but Antonio Pierce is going to run the football. Like, you're going to have a very balanced, play-action heavy. This is not going to be a everything's on you, 50 throw a game kind of offense. You're going to be able to multitask offensively to the point where, you know, you're going to be in a lot of football games close late because you're not going to be scoring a lot probably, but it also means that everything's not going to be asked of you.
They have a young tight end that they barely used last year, who's also an assistant producer here, Michael Mayer, who's 22, only had 27 catches last year. Really disappointing. I think that guy's talented. So that's another ascending weapon potentially for somebody. New system, new design, or you know, little quarterback's best friend. But I'm with you. Antonio Pierce is going to run the dang ball, get physical, and then maybe utilize some of those guys on the outside. It was basically night and day. Last several games in McDaniels, Devontae Adams, total disappearing act. Still finished with 1,144 yards and 8 touchdowns. Give you an idea how strong he was down the stretch.
Russell Wilson meeting with the Steelers today in Pittsburgh. The reason why we're ranking some of the destinations for the veteran quarterbacks. He also, by the way, yesterday met with the Giants. That doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I guess if Daniel Jones isn't going to be ready to start the year, they could bring someone in, but you just put Russell Wilson on the bench behind Daniel Jones when he's ready? And if you're Russell
Wilson...
Seems
weird.
I would imagine that only makes sense if I don't get a starting job somewhere else. Like, that's my fallback plan. Hey, I'll be your starter for a month, give Daniel Jones a little more time, then be a backup to him. But that's only if I don't have a chance to play.
Yeah, it's if nobody else calls.
I'm going to assume they were just kind of dotting their I's there, meeting with the Giants.
Yeah, that's a, hey, man, if it doesn't work out, we're here kind of a thing. We'll be your like your safety fiance or something like that. I don't know. That's a peculiar one.
Capitals trade deadline today came and went. They did move Yevgeny Kuznetsov this afternoon. One of the biggest deals of the day in the National Hockey League. The former Cup hero and Cup champion in the nation's capital moved to Carolina, where he reunites with Dmitry Orlov. You hate to see him stay in the Metro playing for a rival, but the time had come. Capitals taking on 50% of the remaining money on Kuznetsov's contract, which goes through the end of next year. He was owed about $8 million. They get a third-round pick back as they have been stockpiling draft picks. We're hoping to catch up with Brian McClellan about an hour from now to discuss the deadline right here on The Fan. Our double play is next, and our blitz is 20 minutes out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
G&D, welcoming you back. You're locked into The Fan. It is a Friday at 3:45, which means it's time to win off the field. You can call us at 800-636-1067 to participate. We do this today because many, many, many years ago in Ashburn, Bruce Allen took great glee in the fact that while his team was terrible on the field, they were doing some good things away from it.
We're winning off the field. But we got to start winning on the field.
And so today, we honor Bruce and his legacy with a little winning off the field, driven by your local Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today. By the way, Danny, the Nats play tonight. A little Friday night lights in West Palm.
Here we go.
C.J. Abrams leading off, playing short. Looks like the A-team is in there.
Oh.
Joey Gallo DHing, batting fifth. Jacob Young in center field, not Victor Robles.
That is noteworthy. I have taken note of that.
I'm hoping that the youngster wins the job. Josiah Gray is on the mound. The Nats are playing a baseball game this evening in West Palm. Baseball is near. Therefore, I am.
We're winning off the field.
What were you going to say, Derek?
Well, I was going to say, can we get a little starting lineup from you? It's been a while, ooh. I feel like.
Let's do it. I tell you what.
You want to do it live?
Toward the end of the show.
All right.
Right in time for the game. Let's do a little Nats starting lineup. It's been a minute. C.J. Abrams, eat your heart out. Get ready. We got to do our little hesitation.
We'll do the hezzy.
Hezzy step. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. It'll be nice to get that going.
How are you feeling? Like you're in the win column.
I can give you a good explanation here to help everybody else kind of understand. Doing some stand-up this weekend on my first show last night to Give a Hoot Comedy Club in Gaithersburg. A lot of fun. Good audience, good crowd last night.
How'd the show go? Because you were tired.
I was barely hanging on, and it's one of those things. The lights go on, just enough energy to get me through it. I sweat a lot because I'm fighting a cold, whatever, but worked out fine. Had a lot of fun.
1 to 10. 10 killed it. You know, you are Chappelle's best set he's ever done. 1, you would have liked to have not done that last night.
Oh.
How did we do?
Say 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty solid. A lot of fun. But got it. You know those little things when someone goes, such and such said to say hello. And they're not there to say hello themselves, but it's nice to hear that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So last night, after the show, this really, really nice couple came up and was like, yeah, you were great. It was so fun. Really, really enjoyed it. We're just chatting for a couple of seconds, right? Which is very nice to hear. And the lady of the couple reveals that she is Justin Kutcher's sister.
Ah.
Remember Justin Kutcher? Calling play-by-play for your Washington Wizards, right? For, you know, a couple of seasons. He's like, Justin said to say hello. Isn't that nice? Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
What time's the show tonight?
It's an 8-er. 8 o'clock tonight. It's sold out, though, unfortunately. No one else can come. Tomorrow night, though, I think maybe there's a ticket or two left.
All right, go grab them. Rich is in only. What's up, Richard?
What's going on, guys? How you feeling today?
Hey, Bodding.
So, I got a fairly decent-sized backyard when there's a bird bath. I hate the bird bath. It overflows. It causes mud. It's just, I hate it. Wife wants to keep it. Took the trash out today, looked over. Big old branch broke off, pummeled said bird bath. The bird bath is dead. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Doesn't have to worry about that bird bath
anymore. The act of God got that bird bath.
Let's go to Ben in Bethesda. Hello, Ben.
From Bethesda!
Hey, guys. Just finished having a wonderful lunch of lamb chops at the Capitol Grill Steakhouse. It's expensive. I treated myself. But at the end of the meal, the server came over, and she said, hey, we actually have this extra cheesecake creme brulee. Would you like it? And the answer, of course, was yes. So, therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
We did a,
that's
a
silly.
Dinner for lunch. Kind of a late lunch, early dinner move.
A Friday.
Like a happy hour kind of meal, but you're not probably eating a big dinner after you went lamb.
You went hard at Capitol Grill.
And a little cheesecake?
Yeah.
That's probably your big meal for the rest of the day.
You know about my dirty little secret here about me person. This is Randy Duhier talking.
I know about it.
You know about this, right? As a carnivore, as a man that loves the good old slab of meat properly cooked, I am not a lamb guy.
Doesn't make sense.
It is divisive among the people. Divisive.
You'll never order it in a restaurant, or if served, you wouldn't eat it.
Now, I'm not impolite. I'm not, like, if we went to the Paulson household,
yes,
and your lady wife had prepared this rack of lamb or whatever kind of thing, I'm not going to go, I don't do that. Like, okay. I would eat the food, obviously, but it's something I would never seek out. I would never order it, and I think I'm 0-for-6 lifetime on enjoying my lamb experiences.
Here's the hypothetical.
Go.
You're at a wedding. Past,
this has happened.
Past finger foods.
Yep.
Okay. The little tray comes around.
The turner comes around.
Dressed up lady mm-hmm. passing out foods.
Mm-hmm.
She's got little lamb lollipop things in little cups or whatever. Are you reaching and grabbing one and eating it or you're not?
Not.
I mean, that's insane.
I know.
So you're out on lamb. You're anti-lamb.
I'm out. Because I was at a wedding and everyone's like, oh my God, it's lamb. They have lamb. There's lamb at the wedding. Terrible. Just literally didn't enjoy a single bite.
You've spent many an hour busting my chops, my lamb chops.
I know.
Over my food proclivities.
I know. I'm open about this one. I acknowledge I'm weird on this one.
This is your worst.
Mm-hmm. This is my tank. Waterloo.
That's absolutely ludicrous.
Nick's Christ? In Berryville. What's up?
Ludicrous.
Gentlemen, I absolutely love your show.
You're
no
sweetheart.
Question about that. I'm a facilities manager in Loudoun County, and we have been looking for choir risers for graduation so the kids can sing their hearts to joy. And ultimately, looking around, found a bidding website. Found them on there. Thought I'd call them directly. Say, hey, we'd give you $2,000 for these choir risers.
Mm-hmm.
They say, hey, let's think about it. We'll get back to you. Hour later, call back. Nick, will you give us $500? Take them off our hands. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
What a negotiating strategy.
It doesn't even sound like he had to do much work there. I would like those, and they're like, what if we gave them to you for a quarter of the price?
Hear me out. Hear me out. Three quarters off.
It's the best kind of purchase. JB in Alexandria. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey, JB.
My wife and I went to Wegmans, just a normal shopping excursion. And as always, I find my route, you know, going through the butcher area, fresh seafood stuff.
That's right.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Yeah, you can't not do that. Mm-hmm. But after going through that area and watching this documentary on Netflix, I'm very, very big on just wild, fresh-caught salmon. So I thought I would go check out those packages. And while the normal fillets are between $25 to $35 each, they must have misweighed one because I found one for $4.95.
Come on.
Let's
go. So naturally, I got it. Therefore, I am
winning off the field.
Did they correct you when you get up to the register, or was that a self-checkout situation?
It was already packaged like that with the price on it, so
nothing they could do.
I went up to the register with the cashier, and off I went afterwards.
That's amazing.
That is tremendous.
My kids also love walking down that lane. They like seeing the little fish, like full fish laying on the ice. It's like going to an aquarium. Now, we don't have to go over the specifics on where that fish is going and how it's all, you know, it's ended for that fish.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to end even more.
It's curtains for that fish.
Being digested in somebody's belly,
yep.
But they love looking at the lobsters. We also don't talk about what lies ahead for those lobsters. They just like going down that aisle. Let's go to Adam in Southern Maryland, home of the Blue Crabs.
Gentlemen, love the show. Thanks.
Appreciate you, buddy.
So I got an allergy late in life at 26 years old. My wife said my face was swollen up and couldn't eat shellfish for 16 years. Here I am, 42 years old, just got cleared by the allergist, grew out of the allergy. I'm about to have myself a crab cake sandwich and fried oysters tonight.
Incredible.
Therefore, I am.
Running off the field.
How did you grow out of it? What do you do?
I want to know more about how do they know? Did they just test you and say you're not allergic?
So, yeah, I got tested originally, and they said no shellfish. Then over, like, several years, I got tested again just to double check. I got a second opinion. They're like, okay, you can have fish now. And then I got tested again. Then they said you can have mollusks, but just no crustaceans. And then I finally was able to have everything. I was able to get crab, lobster, and shrimp now. So I can have all of it now. It's wild. They just said I grew out of it. That's
crazy.
The allergist looked at me and did a prick test, and nothing blew up on my skin when they do the little prick test. And here I am. I'm like, this is great. I can enjoy it again.
I
can't wait to taste a crab cake. My first crab cake in 16 years coming up tonight.
That's big.
Dude, explore the space.
That's a couple of wins off the field. Darius, we
Go
need to
nuts.
Get you an updated test.
How many years did he say it's been?
16.
Wow. So there's a chance for me then.
How long has it been since you have been
diagnosed? My last diagnosis, I was 20.
It's about, okay. about that so, same time, right?
You're coming up on 15 years.
I'm coming up on, there's a chance, boys. I could eat seafood again.
I think you should go get checked out.
I'm going to go do that within the next couple of weeks here.
It's too late right now. You know what? I'm going to save it. I got a Ryan Explains It All. But we'll have to save it because mm-hmm. we got to get to a break.
Mm-hmm.
I want Ryan to explain allergy tests at some point. I think he's probably going to be all over that.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that on a later installment of Grant and Danny. The Beltway Blitz comes your way at the top of the hour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.